next on the 5 o'clock report.
I've seen this movie before. It's not going to work.
This vacancy on the Supreme Court puts everything on the line.
The invisible enemy, the China virus.
We're just holding our breath and keeping our fingers crossed.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Game on at the High Court.
We got the votes to confirm the judge before the election, and that's what's coming.
And that is our top story at 5, a Senate vote on a successor to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before Election Day now appears almost certain. One of the last remaining GOP holdouts announcing today he is ready to vote on the president's pick.
We may have a court which has more of a conservative bent than it's had over the last few decades. But my liberal friends have, over many decades, gotten very used to the idea of having a liberal court. And that's not written in the stars.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney says he's ready to vote regardless of when that vote takes place. President Trump says he will announce his Supreme Court pick at a White House event on Saturday. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says he'll fast-track that pick because of the way Democrats treated the last Supreme Court nominee.
They'll destroy anybody's life to keep these seats open. They tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh so they could fill the seat. They were dumb enough to say that. I've seen this movie before. It's not going to work. It didn't work with Kavanaugh. We've got the vote.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a watershed moment for the country, and Republicans are poised to be on the wrong side of history.
For hundreds of millions of Americans, this vacancy on the Supreme Court puts everything, everything on the line.
And while there's a political risk to holding a vote before the election, political analyst Gary Dietrich isn't so sure it hurts the president.
What do they risk? Some would say major political backlash. We'll see. This may energize the base, their current actions. Some are wondering whether it'll alienate those who may be on the fence about reelecting Donald Trump.
Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson says given all the uncertainty surrounding the upcoming election, a fully seated U.S. Supreme Court is vital.
Do we think that this presidential election could somehow wind up in the courts? Well, the Democrats have already threatened to do that. And so leaving us with 8 seated justices in the Supreme Court doesn't seem wise no matter how this election turns out.
President Trump now vetting 5 women as possible successors to Justice Ginsburg, who will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow and Thursday. On Friday, she will become the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Ruth Bader Ginsburg will then be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Now to COVID. The U.S. hitting another grim milestone today. 200,000 deaths.
Over the last several months, we all knew this was going to happen as we are not listening to the orders of wearing a mask and social distancing. Behavior change is not enough.
Dr. David Agus teaches medicine at USC. In a pre-recorded virtual speech to the UN General Assembly today, President Trump took aim at China over the coronavirus.
We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world. China.
The first COVID case in the world came from China almost 1 year ago. President Trump says Beijing's actions ever since then, inexcusable.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. has launched the most aggressive mobilization effort to fight the virus since the Second World War. Officials in Europe say the second wave of COVID-19 has already hit there.
The health minister of Spain, which went into a lockdown this spring after being hit hard with a virus, says the second wave has arrived, with over 30,000 new cases in the last few days. New restrictions are in place in Madrid. Great Britain is on the verge of another nationwide lockdown after a surge in cases, and France and Italy are also putting some restrictions back into effect. Meanwhile, Russia has reported its biggest daily case number since July.
That is Bill Zimpfer reporting. The NFL dropping big fines on the head coaches of the Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, and Denver Broncos for not wearing face masks during Sunday's games. The league hitting each coach with a $100,000 fine. In this year of protests and violent demonstrations, Florida has just instituted a zero-tolerance policy for those who destroy property in the name of social activism.
If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail.
That is Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd. Governor Ron DeSantis also instituting mandatory sentences today for folks who destroy property or become violent during protests. Tropical Depression Beta making a mess of things in Texas. The rain coming down in buckets along the Texas coast, with some areas getting over a foot of the wet stuff.
So much property lost on the beach, though. It's amazing just in one little storm.
A state of emergency up for Louisiana tonight as Beta heads east towards the Pelican State. Still to come this Tuesday, the president in Pittsburgh, a COVID app in Pennsylvania, and Josh's Jacks in Buffalo.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. All is serene on the weather scene for yet another night. A night that will not, however, be nearly as chilly as recent nights have been. High pressure will continue the fair skies for the foreseeable future, although a weak disturbance might pop a shower late Thursday. Our region is getting parched, though. We could use a solid soaking rain. That's not happening for several days at least. The call for tonight is a fair sky. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hazy, mild. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Thursday, mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy, warmer, 70s to near 80. There could be a brief shower before the day is done.
Okay, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, September 22nd, President Trump will make his fourth political pit stop this month alone to Pennsylvania. He'll be in Pittsburgh for a rally at 7 tonight.
From so many different perspectives, this election in the Keystone State is absolutely critical, I believe, to saving the Republic.
That is Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson. On Saturday, President Trump will be in Harrisburg. Joe Biden will host a virtual event with his supporters in Erie, PA, later this week. We're learning more about the Canadian woman accused of sending a package with ricin in it to the White House. Here's correspondent Claire Hines.
Court documents have identified Pascal Ferrier as the woman behind the letter addressed to President Trump containing the toxic powder ricin. According to the FBI special agent's affidavit, Ferrier called Mr. Trump a, quote, ugly tyrant clown, saying that she made him a, quote, special gift because she no longer wanted him to serve as president.
The suspect making her first court appearance today at federal court in Buffalo. It's life behind bars for Richard Wilburn, the man convicted in the 2003 fatal shooting and robbery at the Xerox Federal Credit Union in Webster, New York. Wilburn was arrested in 2016 and convicted by a federal jury last November, 13 years after he fatally shot Raymond Batzel and injured another man during the course of that robbery. Officials say an outbreak of COVID at the Chemung County, New York jail has now been linked to the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Horseheads.
We've moved the positive cases to this closed post where they are quarantined, and the nursing staff comes in and evaluates the members of the inmate population on that post twice a day.
Chemung County Sheriff Bill Schramm says right now there are 6 inmates and 4 employees who've tested positive for the virus at the jail.
Any new inmate that comes into the facility, they are immediately quarantined upon completion of their booking process. So they're placed in a housing unit where they are quarantined for a period of 15 days before they're put into regular inmate population.
The Chemung County Health Department still investigating COVID-19 cases connected to the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Horseheads. Officials say at least 40 cases of COVID have been linked to that church. Today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo added 5 more states to his COVID-19 travel advisory list. They include Arizona, Minnesota, Nevada, Rhode Island, and Wyoming. Fighting COVID in Pennsylvania. There's an app for that.
The COVID Alert PA app. It sends notifications about potential coronavirus exposures right to your smartphone. The app uses Bluetooth technology to figure out who you were within 6 feet of for 15 minutes or more. Health officials say this should help in situations when you sometimes don't know exactly who you're with, like if you're talking to someone on a bus or at a restaurant. The Department of Health says the app follows Google and Apple's privacy guidelines. Governor Wolf says the more people who use the app, the more successful Pennsylvania will be at preventing the spread of coronavirus. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. The Clyde Savannah School District in Wayne County, New York, switching to all remote learning through the end of this month. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Yeah, Bill, the district has been closed this week because of COVID-19. In a statement released today, the school says staff and all transportation personnel must quarantine. Because of that, there will be no in-person learning at Clyde Savannah until at least September 30th. It's believed a student got the virus on a school bus in the district, and officials say the move to all remote learning is a precautionary measure. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rebounding today, stopping a four-day losing slide. The Dow gaining 140 points, the NASDAQ up 184, and the S&P 500 finishing the day 34 points higher. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Next, here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
When you're looking for advice, financial or otherwise, the Bible has some great advice. First, God encourages it. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A man of understanding will acquire wise counsel." Second, if possible, get counsel from more than one person. Proverbs 11:14 reminds us, "In the abundance of counselors, there is victory." Most important, counsel should come from God. Job 12:13 tells us, "With him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding." And lastly, seek the wisdom of godly people. Yeah, I'm talking about your parents. "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." That comes from Proverbs 1:8-9. "And never make important decisions quickly."
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, it is sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. Some basketball. The Nuggets find themselves in familiar territory, needing a crucial win while trailing in a playoff series. Denver overcame 2-1-3 deficits in each of their first two series in the postseason, trying to avoid an 0-3 hold to LeBron and the Lakers. Final week of baseball's regular season continues. 9 of 16 total playoff spots remain undecided. Tampa Bay Rays have a chance to, well, they're already in the playoffs, but a chance to win their first American League East title in 10 years with a win over the Mets. The Indians can also get into the postseason with a win over the White Sox. Phillies are still alive. Barely. They're trailing Washington 5-1. Toronto and Buffalo hosting the Yankees. Twins entertain Detroit. 40 years ago this week, the Carrier Dome opened. The Orange beat Miami of Ohio. Yep, before 50,564 fans. That's still a record. And the irony, of course, is the Carrier Dome, named after Carrier Air Conditioning. The Dome had no air conditioning until now.
Wow.
For Family Life, I'm Sunny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. All is serene on the weather scene for yet another night. A night that will not, however, be nearly as chilly as recent nights have been. High pressure will continue the fair skies for the foreseeable future, although a weak disturbance might pop a shower late Thursday. Our region is getting parched, though. We could use a solid soaking rain. That's not happening for several days at least. The call for tonight is a fair sky. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hazy, mild. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Thursday, mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy, warmer, 70s to near 80. There could be a brief shower before the day is done.
Okay, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. Remember Flutie Flakes? How about Kelly Crunch? Well, now there's a new cereal featuring a brand new Buffalo Bills star. And as Family Life's Bob Price tells us, all the proceeds will help out a local hospital.
Yeah, Bill, starting this Sunday, you can purchase Josh's Jacks from Wegmans. A portion of the profits will go to Oshai Children's Hospital in Buffalo. The cereal features Bill's quarterback, Josh Allen. It contains red and blue frosted O's. Of course, red and blue are the Bill's colors. Those who've tasted it say it tastes a lot like Fruit Loops. Anyway, Allen announced in a tweet this week, he's always dreamed of having his own cereal, and now he does. Bill, that's when you know you've made it, when they name a cereal after you. I'm still waiting for mine. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Keep on waiting, Bob. Thank you, bud. Josh's Jacks. Got to get my hand on those.
Hey, you got to give it up to Josh. He's having a great season so far.
He's getting it done.
Good stuff.
Getting it done.